Marvin Stoniker. He's pastor of the Katy Baptist Church in Fairmont, West Virginia. He's been a friend for a long, long time. I first met Marvin, he was living in Louisiana a long time ago. That's, 39 years ago. So we've been friends for a long time. Faithful man, faithful pastor, faithful friend. Come preach the gospel to us.
I consider it an honor, a privilege to be here. I am so thankful that I want to be here. I truly am glad when it said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord, that we would want to come and hear the gospel. What a miracle of God's grace. I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. All Scripture, and we know this, is given by inspiration of God. If we see not the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ and the salvation of his people and the honoring himself, Father, Spirit of God, we've missed it. The gospel is concerning Christ. This is the message the Apostle Paul was moved by the Holy Spirit to say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. I pray that the Lord be pleased. Bless it today. It's our comfort, salvation of his people. I'd like to deal with the passage of Scripture beginning in chapter 9, verse 36 of the book of Acts. It's concerning Acts 9:36. It's concerning the Apostle Peter coming to a place where a woman named Tabitha had died. And in this account, I would like for us to consider these three things about this woman. Through the means of this woman. And here is the Lord. Now the Spirit of God bringing honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. Three things I'd like to look at. Number one, the manifestation of one of God's sheep, one of the elect, as being found in Christ. Secondly, the result of that sheep being born in Adam. And then thirdly, the manner in which the Holy Spirit calls one of God's own out of darkness. All right, Acts chapter 9, verse 36. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. Now that the wording of this scripture, when it talking about this woman, her name was Tabitha. Tabitha is actually the Greek Dorcas. Tabitha is actually the Hebrew, and Dorcas, same name. It's just a Greek interpretation, but she was a certain disciple. You know, when you see that word certain, it's a particular, someone distinguished. This was a certain disciple. And the word disciple there that particular word, it actually means a female. It's talking about a female learner, an imitator, one who is a follower. Well, she was a believer. This woman was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And her very name, Tabitha or Dorcas, this is the interpretation, a roe, a deer, a gazelle. And it had to do with the gracefulness of her, the beauty of her. But that the particular thing about it is the beauty of this woman. Beautiful, first of all, to the Father who chose her in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not for anything that you saw in her, you know that. But having chosen her in Christ according to the good pleasure of His will, predestinated. Almighty God has a people. He set His love and affection on. What? Because He chose to. We were all cut out of the same lump. Beautiful to the Father. Beautiful to the Son. Who betrothed her unto Himself in righteousness and judgment, loving kindness. Beautiful to Him who loved her. Gave Himself for her. You go in Book of Song of Solomon. He's talking about the bride, His beloved. And he said, "You've ravished me with one of your eyes." One look from the bride of faith that He gave her. Looking to Him, He said, "You've stolen my heart." My heart just rejoiced. I think, Lord, that You would say that about Your people. I mean, we could say, you know, we would say that, but for Him to say it. Tabitha, one that beautiful to the Spirit of God, who blows upon the garden, the bride herself of the Lord, that the spices of God's grace, the Holy Spirit, might flow out, love and joy and peace and long-suffering. Here's what the Scripture says about this woman. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. Now, here's the description of one that manifested regeneration. One full, abounded, the Scripture says, in works that were wrought in her by the Spirit of God. Scripture says, Ephesians 2, 8 to 10. Now listen to this. Ephesians 2, 8 to 10. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Now, here's the description of a believer. They manifest that which Almighty God has done in them. There was no change in that old nature, but there was an infusion of a new nature in her. Good works, alms deeds that she did. The book of James set forth, "Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone." A believer is one that manifests and adorns the doctrine that they believe and profess. "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." You know, it's beautiful to behold a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, walking by faith, a child of light, and all the while, no confidence in their flesh, doing what they do, because Almighty God has wrought a good work in them. So here's a woman, first of all, manifested life from above. Secondly, about this woman, we behold the evidence of being born in Adam. Verse 37, it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. Now, she was found to be, as all men, born in Adam. She's a sinner. A sinner. And because of sin, all men born in Adam are born spiritually dead. And eventually, they're going to die physically. They're going to die. Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, for so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That's what you said last night. We all sinned. Every man sinned in Adam. Dust we are, dust we're going to return. And until the Lord comes back, all men are going to die. If the Lord returns, there's going to be some. Paul said, we which are alive and remain shall not going to prevent those. Dead in Christ is going to rise, then we'll meet them in the air. But lest the Lord comes back, we're going to die. She died physically. But that death physically was a fit picture of every man's spiritual condition. They're dead. Dead in trespasses and sin. So in Tabitha, in this woman, we behold who she was, the evidence. The Lord had done something for her. Called her out of darkness and manifested. The scripture says it manifested that she was one that was full of good works, like good ground, a good tree. Not wrought by herself, you know that. That which the Lord had done for her. She showed herself a pattern of good works. Also, she was a picture of every man born in Adam. She died. Thirdly, we behold in the raising of Tabitha from the dead, the miracle of God's power and grace in the regeneration of his sheep. Here's a beautiful picture of how Almighty God is pleased to call his people out of darkness. The scripture says in verse 38, 39, and for as much as Lydda was nigh unto Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. But Peter arose and went with them. And when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. Now here's the situation. This woman that was a faithful lady, she was full of good works, alms deed. She died, and now here she is. She's dead. She's physically dead. But again, remember, This is a picture. This is a type of all men spiritually. Her natural death is a picture. Dead in trespasses and sins and unable to do anything for herself. Now, what can a dead person do? We've heard that. We hear that. But we need to be reminded. What can a dead person do? Nothing. Nothing. She can't believe. She can't come. She can't hear. She can't see. She can't respond. Why? She's dead. She's dead. She can't help herself. and no one else in her state, spiritually or naturally. What could one corpse do for another corpse? She's dead. John 1. I'll read John 1, verses 11, 13. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born. Here's the way that they're born. Not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. That's how they're born. Here's a woman, and she's dead. What is impossible with man is possible with God. And though there would obviously appear to be no hope for this woman to have life again. Now again, let's don't get away from the beholding of this spiritually. What hope does this woman have? Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, and they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come unto them. You know the amazing thing about who they sent for? This woman was dead. And you know who they sent for? A preacher. They sent for a preacher. And here is a woman in type, a picture of God's sheep, vessels of mercy, born spiritually dead in trespasses and sin. And the Lord is pleased to manifest in this account the means of calling out his sheep. Here's how God calls out dead sinners. He was pleased to send a preacher.
Yes.
A preacher. Romans 10. Romans 10, verse 13 to 15. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. This woman died physically. I know that. But here's a picture of every one of God's elect dead in trespasses and sin, helpless. What can they do? What can this woman do for herself? Take the first step? No. She's dead. You've heard it said before, she'd take the first step, she'd take all of them. And Almighty God is pleased by His Holy Spirit to have Luke pen this account and give us my eyes to see God's pleasure in calling out dead sinners. And they send for a preacher. And this preacher, he comes into the chamber where the body of Tabitha lay, and Peter looked around, as scripture said, and when he was come, they brought him in, he saw the widows, and all they stood by weeping, showing the coats and garments Dorcas made while she was with them. And now this man of God is about to, under the inspiration of God's Spirit, do something that is a glorious picture of what Almighty God does in the first resurrection, the regeneration of his people. Verse 40 says, Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed. You know, by faith, we know this. Salvation is of the Lord. This is a personal matter. They were all put out mysteriously, private thing. Almighty God's going to have mercy and compassion on whomsoever he will. Spirit of God blows as he will. I don't know. I don't know what the Lord might be pleased to do. I have no idea. But I can tell you this, I know for a fact he's going to save his people. And I know he's going to save them through the preaching of the gospel. I know that. So what do? We're going to preach Christ and him crucified. We're going to set forth the glory of God in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's Peter. The scripture says he kneeled down and he appealed unto the great physician himself, seeking the Lord's will in this matter. He was moved by the Spirit of God to do what he had seen the Lord do himself. Look at Luke 8. Luke 8, there's an account given of the Lord concerning one that had died. There was a man named Jairus. Jairus' daughter was sick. And Jairus came and sought the Lord to come and help him. And as the Lord was coming, there was a woman, the scripture says, that had an issue of blood. She spent all of her money and on physicians, and she was none better. And while the Lord was going to see Jairus' daughter, this woman, by faith, came, touched the hem of his garment. She said, if I touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made clean. I'll be made whole. And she touched him. The Lord stopped, asked, who touched me? He knew who touched him. The scripture says, in the midst of that event, Jairus' daughter died. And then the scripture says in Luke chapter 8, verse 49, while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter's dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter, James and John, the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. And he said, weep not, she's not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. He put them all out and took her by the hand, called, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat, and her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. Peter saw that. He was there. Now, here's Peter in Joppa, and the scripture says he put everybody out. He's there with this body. He's in this place, and the scripture says, Peter put them forth, kneeled down, and prayed, and turning him to the body. He's doing exactly what the Lord did.
Yes.
He did what the Lord did. He turned to the body, and he said, Tabitha. He's talking to a corpse. Tabitha, arise. This is what the Lord said to Jairus' daughter. Maid, arise. Here was a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ that knew this one thing. If this woman's going to be raised from the dead, the Lord's going to have to do it. For he said, without me, you can do nothing. He sought the Lord. And the thing that's amazing is that, is this. He called her by name. Again, he's talking to a corpse. He's talking to a woman that has no life in her. And he speaks to her, calling her by name in the authority of him whose voice, the scripture says, the dead hear. And the Lord said, I know my sheep. How does he call them? Cody, by name. He called her by name. He said, Tabitha, arise. He came to the tomb of Lazarus. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. Here's Peter doing the same thing that the Lord had commanded Ezekiel to do. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out of the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of dry bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, the only thing he can say, Lord, thou knowest. You know. Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Someone would say, this is ridiculous. Peter is speaking to a dead woman, calling her by name. But let me ask you this. Is that not what every preacher of the gospel is called to do? O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Salvation is by grace, through faith, that God's going to have to give you and show you. And until the Lord is pleased to call out one of his own, they're dead. You can't negotiate with them. You can't convince them. She was a dead woman. And Peter did just exactly what the Lord commanded Ezekiel to do and every other preacher of the gospel. Tabitha, arise. And in the glorious display of God's grace, you know what the scripture says? She opened her eyes. She opened her eyes. Almighty God gave her life. And when she saw Peter, scripture says, she sat up. She did physically whatever regenerated sinner does spiritually. She saw. The seeing eye and hearing ear. The Lord gives both of them. Here's what happened. One moment she was dead. Next moment, God gave her life. She got up. John 5:25 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. God saves dead sinners. Dead. Oh, what a beautiful type, picture. Tabitha, arise. And in the day of God's power, this woman was willing to do what she couldn't do just a few moments before. She sat up. Get up, and she got up. How long do you think she'd have laid there until God gave her life? Forever. Always. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. I tell you, when a sinner is called out of spiritual darkness, into the glorious light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's the fact. That sinner, dead in trespasses and sins, by the grace of God, has heard the voice of the Master. They hear. The dead shall hear. And he gave her voice, verse 41, he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. It reminded me of that parable of the Lord saying there was a lost sheep. And the shepherd left 99 in the wilderness to go and find the one that was lost. He found it, brought it home, called his friends and said, "Rejoice with me. I found my sheep which was lost." Even now, do we not rejoice when the Lord is pleased to call out one of his own unto himself? We rejoice. Thank God that God would save a sinner. Luke 15:7, "Say, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than 99 just persons which need no repentance." Verse 42, "It was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. The raising of Tabitha from the dead was God's witness." That was a miracle that the Lord performed through a preacher that he had called. The Lord bore witness that the message that Peter preached was the message from God. The message he preached. You know, somebody said, "Well, I tell you, they saw the miracle. And when they saw the miracle, that's what caused them to believe." And the scripture doesn't bear that out. Here's what the scripture bears out. There was a rich man that fared sumptuously every day. And he died. And found himself, you know, in the torments of hell's flames. And he asked Father Abraham to send Lazarus, who had also died and was in the bosom of Abraham. He said, "Father Abraham, would you send Lazarus back, you know, to my house and tell my five brethren not to come to this place? Surely," he said, "they'll believe one that's raised from the dead." And the scripture says that Father Abraham speaking, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead." Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. This miracle that Almighty God was pleased to have wrought through this preacher gave witness, bore witness that the message he preached was of God. And it came to pass, verse 43, that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner. You know, graciously the Lord brought Peter to the town of Joppa. He had sheep in that place. That's what scripture says. Many believed in the Lord. There were some sheep there. The Lord was pleased to send a preacher. Preach the gospel of Christ there. They heard and they believed. And that man that Almighty God sent, he was a sinner saved by the grace of God. And he sent him to a place where a man was a tanner, kind of the lower part of society, dealing with dead animals. But isn't it amazing in the keeping of God's people, calling of God's people to preach? The Almighty God has declared, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, and the base things of the world, and things that are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Almighty God was pleased to teach us something of his mercy and grace to his people. His people called out of darkness, they manifest that life that God's given them, good works, and they absolutely have no confidence in their flesh. In themselves, they know what they are by nature. They're dead. Dead sinners. Born dead in trespasses and sins. But when the Lord is pleased to save one of his own, he's going to cause them to cross paths with a faithful gospel preacher. And he's going to call them through the only message that God's been pleased to bless, the message of the glory of God in the face of the Lord Jesus, the gospel. And Almighty God was pleased, set forth in this type, the raising, the first resurrection, regeneration. God Almighty called her through the message of that preacher that honored God. May the Lord bless these words to our hearts for Christ's sake.